college basketball anniversary today. It was 11 years ago today that Illinois and Oakland, in a men's basketball game, played over 7 minutes with a women's size basketball before the refs discovered the difference. It seems to be like a significant mistake that the refs who check out the basketball that's going to be used before the game, you know, it's held at the scorer's table, they come over, they look at it, and then you have it in your hand. I mean, anybody that has had a women's basketball or a men's basketball, you notice the difference right away. The women's basketball is less in circumference, and it's also about, I think, an ounce lighter. Yeah. You would even think like a player would notice it. Like they're shooting, or they have it in their hand, and they're like, I don't think this is a men's basketball. But we had 11 years ago today, Illinois and Oakland played for 7+ minutes with a women's basketball. I don't exactly remember how they discovered it and what it was like, but maybe that was the problem last night in Lincoln. Coming up, Robin Washington at the top of the hour after Michigan throttled Nebraska at Pinnacle Bank last night. Here is Bill. Good morning, Bill. You lead us off.
Morning, Gary. I spoke with you last week. I was glad to see Cam Taylor, Britt, and Austin get on AP first team Big Ten.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a comment on that. And also the two new hires that we have, at least it gives me a little hope. It's a wait and see deal, but I sure like those hires. So,
what do you, Bill? Let's quick question here about Mark Whipple. What stands out to you that you like that gives you hope?
Probably his experience.
Yeah. I think that in this current setup is pretty important for the head coach. I agree with you.
Yeah, and his age, I think he'll be able to, mentor Scott quite a little bit there too. So. I don't know.
Nope.
At least I see hope anyway. So,
yep. Bill, thanks for the phone call. That's a lot of attention we put on Mark Whipple's age, 64. I think I did that yesterday a couple of times when you mentioned him. Well, he's 64 years old. He's got a lot of experience from different areas. Now, he hasn't spent a lot of time in the Midwest, but he strikes me as maybe a guy this time for a new challenge. I do wonder, were they going to extend him at Pitt? You know, this was at the end of his contract, so Nebraska doesn't have to buy him out. But he has been in the NFL. He has been, he's been calling plays for a while. He's been in places where, Pittsburgh's offense in his first year was not very good. He turned it around. He has developed quarterbacks. I think he has a good eye for quarterbacks and a good understanding of quarterbacks, which will be vitally important for this program to move forward, that him and his quarterback are on the same page. But being an older coach, and right now he's going to be the oldest coach on the staff, is pretty important for the head coach. Because now you have a guy that has a background of experience working with different people, working with different head coaches, where you can say, hey, we tried this at blank. Why don't we do this? Or I don't think that's the way to go. I wish that a hire like this, where you also play the role of a mentor, should have happened at the beginning. Young coach, first Power 5 job. Let's get a guy that's with me that, is not a friend of mine, but is somebody that's got experience and can kind of guide me and help me. And maybe Mark Whipple is that. And, I don't think he'd take this job if he thought that Scott would be looking over his shoulder. He does. So I found out yesterday at our sleuth finding after Mark Whipple resigned and why he was the day on Monday with Chubba Purdy in Arizona and why Pittsburgh offered the former Florida State quarterback that is in the portal. Well, Mark Whipple has a home in Phoenix. That's where he interviewed for the Nebraska job when it was at his home in Phoenix. His wife, I believe, permanently lives in Phoenix. She never moved to Pittsburgh. There may be some health-related issues, but his wife lives in Phoenix. He's got a home in Phoenix, and that's why he was recruiting in Phoenix, where the Purdys live, on Monday. And he was down there and interviewed this past week. So he's got experience, he's got knowledge, and I think he's also got a little bit of a head start with 22 guys and anybody they're looking to attract out of the portal or late in the recruiting process. We just hired an offensive coordinator who his quarterback is at the Heisman Trophy ceremony this weekend. And look at Pittsburgh's offense this past year. Look what they were able to do. And I'm sure we'll find out soon about his philosophy. But it all comes back to, Scott has to make these hires and go, these are hires that keep me employed. Not hires that get me fired, but hires that keep me employed. And I also believe that Mark Whipple was near the top of his list. It may have been Mark Whipple and Graham Harrell. And it came down to whoever takes the job first, you're my OC. Because Graham Harrell's name is still being bandied about on the West Coast for offensive coordinator jobs. We like you both. We've interviewed you both. Who takes the job first? You're the offensive coordinator. And Mark Whipple officially, along with Donovan Raiola, announced as the new additions to Nebraska staff for the 22 season. Robin Washut coming up next. We'll see if he can spin it a different way of what happened last night at Pinnacle Bank Arena as Nebraska got blown out by Michigan, lost by 35. Yep. It's Gary Sharp Show with Josh on 1620 The Zone. Woodhouse Place Nissan. Yep. And this is a good yep when you're talking about the good folks at Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, or Woodhouse Nissan in Bellevue. They've got great inventory right now as we near the end of 2021. You're looking for a car, truck, or SUV that meets your needs. Maybe it's a primary vehicle. Maybe it's a backup vehicle. Maybe it's a vehicle for your kids. You can find it now at Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, or online at WoodhousePlaceNissan.com or WoodhouseNissan.com. Wherever you might be and you're in need of a Nissan and you love the Nissans, you love the Rogues, you love the Armadas, you love the Frontiers. Maybe you've already reserved a Frontier for 2022. You can do it in person or online. Same inventory, both places. Same ability to interact with the knowledgeable and friendly sales staff where they will help you go through the process of purchasing a vehicle where you can experience the difference and purchase with confidence today in the Woodhouse Auto family. In person, 144th and Giles, or online, WoodhousePlaceNissan.com.